It's one order in the building.
One on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz.
6 o'clock blitz.
CJSF 90.1 FM.
Burnaby SFU. Boom, 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 boom. I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, aka All Body Dreams.
And I'm Guilty Black, Brilliance Illuminator, and Other Conscious Knowledge.
And I am Digital.
Man, it's a beautiful day here in Victoria Law now, baby. Van City, stand up.
Most definitely, sun's been shining all week. Tomorrow, here we go on the 24th.
25. Listen, it felt like that down by my hood. I ain't gonna lie.
It was warm today, man.
It's like, yo, I don't even know. Even I brought a sweater because I know it might be a little bit chillier later.
Oh, when it goes down, it's a different story, though. Last night was chilly, bro. Like, woke up to some frost on the car this morning.
Oh, frost.
Yeah, frost.
We still dealing with the frost.
Yeah, he's still around, you know, here and there, you know.
We still dealing with the frost.
Yeah, you know, all this four seasons going across Canada in the last week or two here, all the way across, you know, from Newfoundland to Vancouver Island.
I mean, shoot, I was just talking to my friend in Regina, said they got snow.
Yeah. Dumped in Calgary, I think, a few days ago, too, or... Alberta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a strange times we living in right now, B.
Yeah, you know, the high priestess, she always be, this time of the year, you know, brimstone lightning, and, you know, and,
brimstone and lightning.
And hail, and, you know, thunder, and, you know, New Jersey right now, I'm like, Jersey got forest fires? Like, they have to be given evacuations right now? Did you hear about that?
No.
Yo, it's crazy, man. Like, they've had so many, like, forest fires since the beginning of the year. And I'm just like, Jersey? I'm like, how moist is it over there? You know what I'm saying? Right? Hey, how moist is it to be having fires? It's dry over there, obviously, right?
Yeah, man. Makes you think, right? You know?
Yeah, it's crazy. A lot of things going around here.
It's
right
pretty
now.
Dry out there. I don't know what they told you. You've been gone a long time. Things have changed.
Don't shine shoes anymore.
You know, got something called climate change, apparently.
Yeah, most definitely.
Allegedly.
Every second day, you know?
Allegedly, man, you know, it's...
Every
it's,
second day.
Yeah, man, you know.
You know. So what about... the world bully, man. Not the world boss, you know what I'm saying? Not Vibes, but the world bully, you know? Yo.
What's new with my brother Trump?
Yo, man, he's like, you know, reminded me of Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince, you know, right now, you know, all that
tears and riffs
is kind of holding up, you know,
tears and riffs,
because he's hearing the big bad. Yo, Don, you in there? Don, yo, I need to talk to you like right now. This ain't working. You know what I'm saying? This ain't working.
Yo.
So that's a good thing. There's a little bit of pause here and then, you know, now the rhetoric is I think we're going to slow things down here, you know.
So what, is he dropping tariffs on China?
Well, they're definitely coming down after that whole scandal of all that made in Italy, all that made in France, you know.
Whoa.
I done ting that.
Whoa.
Let me show you what time it is.
What do you mean? So did you break the science down?
Yo, man.
Whoa. Break the science down.
Yo, whoa. It's crazy.
And you're upset with Mr. Trump for that?
What do you mean? For like, I mean,
come on, man.
That's not even Trump. That's the Chinese saying, oh, what?
Well, hold on a
second. Let's start ratting this place out then. Like,
Who brought about this? Who brought this?
I thought about
stuff
that.
About
I who thought did? I who thought did? About that.
You know,
I thought about that.
Don't be so angry at Donnie T, bro.
I thought about that. Right?
These things have been going on for that, too long.
I thought about that
too long.
But like, you know, you're hurting your friends, man.
Too long.
You know we all friends out here. What is this?
So break it down. What's the science with this?
So China was like, yo, all that stuff you paying $4,000, $10,000, $30,000 for.
Yeah.
Yo, we burning that out at $50, yo. And we make it, we ship it to these countries who allegedly said made in. They throw a stamp on it and they push it out the door.
Bro, but you
are now China's saying, yo, we got the block hot right now. Yo, come get it for the low. Come get it for the low. Come direct. We're going to cut the middleman out. You're a fool paying that big money for all that, thinking you cooler than the next guy who got the knockoff. Because it's all the same. And we're making it all.
Uh-huh.
Yo, it's big, man. It's going to hurt some companies, man. It's going to hurt some egos.
Louis Vuitton.
It's going to hurt some companies, and it's going to hurt some egos, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, this, like, a lot of things are coming out with this tariff. Tariff, right?
Terrific. Yeah. It's terrific.
And like Gigi said, you know.
Thank you, Donnie.
You know, maybe somebody pushed it so it was like, yeah, this is how it's going to go.
Thank
I'm sorry,
you,
guys.
Donnie.
Collateral damage.
Thank
getting
you,
damaged
Donnie.
Out here.
Thank
you know what I mean?
Right. You know, we already knew them things, man.
So China said that, yo, all of that stuff that y'all are buying that you think is coming from those places, we've been making it.
And people are still going to buy it, you know, stupid.
I know.
They're still going to buy it.
That's AI.
They're still going to buy
that's
it.
That's the new one. No, man, that's not real. That's AI. Yo.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I had homies, you know, flying to China on the weekend, you know, getting his product done, and that was in the late 90s, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? That was in the 90s. Yeah. I mean, this game ain't nothing new.
I
thought everybody knew that, but
consumer
I guess not.
Consumer direct.
I guess not.
Do it on your laptop and ship to yourself.
Yeah, I guess not.
No longer need tings.
Yeah, this other things going on here too, man. You people my mind on some stuff, you know, it's everywhere, you know.
Thanks,
man,
buddy.
Let's talk about this idiot they got as their Secretary of Defense.
Oh man. You on him too?
Man.
You believe in all that?
I mean, I don't believe, you know what I mean? I just think that like
he was pulling the Joe Biden son.
Oh, don't get me started with that guy. You know,
he's on one of those nights, man.
You know,
he's like, yeah, watch this.
You know,
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's like, you know, twice in a row. Okay, you know, let's see what happens, right? But I mean, if you are the Secretary of Defense and you. I mean, let's just be for real.
You're slipping, dude.
You know what I mean?
You're slipping. Don't.
You're slipping.
Piece falling. Of style of rock.
Can't get
you
up.
Know what I mean?
You're slipping. You're falling, and you can't get up.
Piece of DMX. Because, for real, though, man. Because,
like, you're dealing with the defense of the country, and people are, you know, you're making these, you know, these slip-ups on this app Signal. And, you know, maybe that's real, maybe it's not.
I don't know.
Either
man.
Way, it's if it is real,
it's news.
It's real stupid. You know what I mean?
It's Northwest East and South.
The guy kind of reminds me of, like, a Stifler from American Pie.
Oh, yeah?
He just looks like a character. The way, you know, it's just like, yeah, when I watch this stuff on online or on the tube, I'm just like, man. This is so scripted. It's ridiculous.
Wag the dog.
I'm talking like, yo, y'all want to wake up out the Matrix, man. Come over here and we'll know the radio, man. We got it for you. Because, like, you, when you really look at it, you're like, man, this guy's a hell of an actor. You know, like, and the way that it's so scripted, it's so, like, just the way he responded, it was like a comedy. I was like, is this real? This is who's in control of the defense of the country?
Yeah.
Yo, man.
Why are you trying to bully everybody? That's harsh.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy, man. And it's like, you know, you just, you know, willfully you wake up one day and you're just like, wow, I've been fooled all this time.
Well, I think that's coming out now. You know, I think all these things are coming out for a reason, right?
Revelations.
Well, whatever you'd like to call it, we're definitely headed to a new world, that's for sure.
Is it a new world order? Is it a new world? What is it, man? Tell us, Guilty. What is it?
I don't know. It's yet to be seen.
Is it the end of
man
times?
Versus machine, man versus himself? You know what I'm saying?
Is there a flood coming, man?
Everybody versus the man, you know? Like,
I'm going to see fire and brimstone come.
Yeah,
past,
man.
Are the clouds going to part and the horsemen are going to come out? Because if they do,
the horsemen are out.
It's
bro.
Probably a hologram.
The horsemen are out. You know what I mean?
They're going to lead us through the jungles.
And they'll be
the
out. They'll be
us.
Out in. In about 3 weeks when they elect the new pope, right?
We'll see if that happens in three
new
weeks,
pope.
Like you said.
What happened to the pope?
Oh, bro, there's a
what
new pope
What happened to the
coming.
Pope? Guilty.
The pope died.
The pope died?
Pope, and check this. He died, what, the day after Easter?
Mm-mm.
Isn't that kind of coincidental?
He didn't rise again? He didn't rise again.
Yeah,
no?
it depends. Well, it depends how you count it out, right?
Mm.
You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
We already know the numbers don't match up.
Right? You know,
we know the numbers don't match up.
It depends how you count it out,
you don't
right?
But, you don't know about that.
But I mean, at the you know, like I mean, it's interesting. It's obviously a touchy topic, but it's interesting,
brother. It's not. Touchy, let's talk about it, man. We don't have to keep the stories the way they say, you know.
Well, listen, man. I mean, if we're gonna talk about something, you gotta be able to show and prove it. So, if we're gonna bring something up, you gotta deal with fact, not belief or hearsay. We gotta deal with fact because you can't just be going up. We can't just be going off out of our booty holes and not have no evidence to back it up, right? So if we're going to talk about it, then we got to make sure that what we talk about is right and exact. Or else we just fools. And we just speaking nonsense like the rest of them do. And you doing the wisdom before the knowledge. And you can't do that because that ain't the right math. So if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it.
Talk
right?
about it.
So how? Well, what would you like to discuss on this topic?
Oh, you were talking about something. I was trying to hear what you were saying.
Yeah, we're saying there's a new pope coming, right? I don't know. Why would you think there wouldn't be a new pope coming?
Well, because
it's like a president, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think
I mean,
you're never
going
to see a president?
According to certain, according to certain book, there's a certain book that was written predicting and naming all of the popes that have been in power since 1293, and so there's a prediction that Pope Francis is the last pope, and that obviously if you follow religion and if you're a religious person, that this is the beginning of the end of days, and you know, the formulation of the Antichrist, and so when we look at these, when we look at, like, for example, the ceremony that he gave, right? You know, the ceremony, the opening to the portal, which they tell people is for you to come through and relieve your sins. And I don't know, G. When we look at some of those symbols, man, I don't think that they represent just us. You know what I'm saying? And when we look at that word Jesus meaning just us, who is that that they're talking about? You see what I'm saying? Who is that that they're talking about, right? So, me personally,
the symbols, you saying like the symbols?
The snakes.
Oh.
Now, we can look at different, obviously we can go back to Egypt and the snake.
That's what I'm saying, you know, right? What I'm saying? The serpent and stuff like that, right?
The serpent can be seen as many different things.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But in their spot, right, in their cipher, the serpent is not a good thing.
Maybe it's projected outside is not, because people don't have the knowledge of what the serpent represents, right? Everybody always thinks the serpent is something bad, right? But
yeah, you can walk over them.
You know, I mean,
so
the serpent, you know, sometimes people say we're serpents, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right? Sure.
And, you know, certain people believe that, right? So it depends who the serpent is, right?
I mean, I wouldn't...
Serpent and a snake is two different things, though, too, right?
Okay, so bust it down, then. Let's bust it down.
Well, you know, on the island, right, the serpent moves a lot slower, right? It's less aggressive, where the snake is more aggressive, like a cobra or something like that.
Oh,
right?
you know. So there's different kind of snakes?
Oh, there's many different types of snakes.
No, I understand that, but are you seeing, like, the cobra and the...
Like, Just like us, right? There's many different type of people, man.
Yeah.
The garden snake and the cobra are most definitely two different types of snakes.
But are they not both reptiles?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
Same
right?
species.
It depends what you believe.
Listen, for the for the symbolism.
Like, we're just talking symbolism right here, right?
You know, I mean, for someone to say that man came from reptile, That's a crock of garbage. That's a crock of S-H-I-T. I'm sorry, bro, but that formulates along the lines of, like, the ape aspect and all of that stuff. It's like...
Does it?
Yeah, man, for sure, bro.
Okay.
Because...
Why
does
the medical symbol have the snake on it?
Because that represents Thoth, because Thoth is... That's the representation of his staff. Thoth. Other words known as Hermes.
Okay.
The snake.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
With the wings.
Okay.
Is yeah.
Or is that what we're told? You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Thoth is Kemet, dog. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but how about pre-Kemet, right?
What's pre-Kemet?
That you were always talking about, right?
Yeah.
You always talk about pre-Kemet, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So can the story get altered once it got to Kemet and it got, you know, moved around a little bit?
But okay, so before Kemet, right? What's come before Kemet?
Well, you know, because you're the scholar, right?
I'm the scholar.
Yeah.
No, but you brought that up.
Well, you always tell me that, right?
So I'm just saying. What's pre-Kemet?
I forget what it is, my
brother. What's pre-Kemet?
I don't tell me.
I'm asking you. What's pre-Kemet? Because, you know, from at least, I mean, we have Lemuria, you know what I'm saying? You have even ancient Arabia, right? So there's I mean, Kemet is a sure, it's one of the key points to I guess we could say evolution when it comes to civilization.
And that's why I bring it up in that aspect, right? That's why I bring it up in that aspect, because, you know, we're still running off of that. Right?
To a certain degree, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, right? So we're still running off of that. And that's, you know, I mean, isn't that what everybody, you know, sacrifices and stuff like that? Right? All those times and all those things, they're still running off of that. And all those things are coming out now. Right? All the sacrifices people have to make to get to certain places and all that stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I always bring it up, just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But pre that, I mean, I don't know, man. There's many stories, man. There's many writers out there,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's all I'm saying.
For sure.
Right?
And there's no need to, you know, pontificate on a dead man's scroll. However, when we're talking about the serpent and the snake.
But we were really talking about the church. The Pope and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it all ties in. We all building. It all ties in.
Right.
Because to them, that represents the symbol of deception, right? Or at least to how they project it, right? Mm. They project the snake as not a good guy. He ain't a good guy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We could all agree on that,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the story in Genesis, right? The snake is not a good guy.
Mm.
He's the one that tempts Eve.
Mm.
And then she's the one that tempts her man. Mm. And you can and look, some brothers will say the woman is the devil. You know what I'm saying? I've heard that. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Does the snake
not bad for making Eve do something? Because Eve could have not listened to the snake.
Right?
True indeed.
Does the snake represent the parasite?
Yeah, I could see that.
Don't eat the apple, right?
I could see that.
Does the snake represent the parasite?
Like, I mean, there's been many ways of looking at that. Right?
True indeed.
It just represents the other side. If somebody tells you don't do something and somebody tells you to do something, that's two different sides.
And
so the snake is the other side.
So what's the face saying? Don't trust the woman? You know what I'm saying? Right?
Let's talk about it.
let's talk about it.
This is comedy. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
They don't want. I mean, this is something that Pope Francis was known for too. Is like, you know, stirring up the pot, right? He stirred up the pot within the conclave, right?
I can't believe his last wishes was not to be buried with the other popes. He wants to be buried in another burial ground, right? And I'm just like, woo, like, you know, out of all things. So obviously there must have been a lot of fight. He must have had a lot of struggle in there, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, he was.
You would think.
It's interesting, man, to see how many, like, the different ethnicities of cardinals that are in, and
This thing's worldwide, man.
You know what I'm saying?
This thing's worldwide,
you know,
man.
You want to know some? Let's talk about some facts. So, the highest crime rate in the world, you know where that is? It's in the Vatican State.
Vatican City?
It is.
The highest crime rate in the world.
Yes, it is.
Oh, from all the tourists and stuff.
Bro, it's crazy. The highest place in the world of drinking, 74 liters per person a year.
We love our vino, right?
That's the blood of Christ, man. That's a lot of church and everybody.
Yes, no, that for sure, for sure. That's a part of that
spiritual
too.
Blood drinking.
Yeah, I know.
Blood drinking.
And so check this. So this is how they were. So before they came into power, when the Moors were running Europe at that time, right? And they started making them convert, you know, the Muslims into either Jews or Christians, right? So this is how they would get them. This is how they would find out who was still part of the Muslim caliph and whatnot. Is that when it came to their ritual of drinking the blood, and they put the ham out. They put the ham They put the pork out. And the ones who didn't eat it, they'd be like, oh, yeah, you're a Muslim still. And that's how they started to continue to assassinate them. You know what I mean? It's like it's crazy, bro. It's crazy, man. And look, I could see why he wouldn't want to be buried with some of those dudes, because some of them dudes is real grimy, man. When you come to do the knowledge to, like, some of these past popes, you know what I mean? Like we were talking this morning, man, Alexander the Sixth, and how he... how he dug up the previous pope.
Oh yeah, took him to court
after he was dead.
After he's dead,
my
man.
Man's dead.
He dug him up.
He
man.
Dug him up.
That's crazy.
And they found him guilty, and then threw his body in the. Yo, man, my man can't even defend himself.
Are you saying a pope did that?
Yeah.
Word is bond.
Super psycho, right?
Word is bond.
Like, it's not like, really like psycho. Beef is beef.
It's not
like beef, that got to be some real beef.
That's
like,
that's beef.
Like, yo, we're digging him up. No, we going to court, man. We going to run this. Like, after you do that, you think anybody's going to really challenge you?
No. Or
the judge is probably like, oh, man, he's guilty as hell. You know what I mean? You crazy.
Look, man, I mean, the Pope has had power, bro. Like, even when we look at the First Crusade in 1095, right? It's like he was the one that basically gave the blessing for them to go and try and obviously fight, you know, those who represented Islam in the East and take back the holy city of Jerusalem, right?
Or the Crusaders.
And it's the Crusades were a crazy time too. You know what I mean? The first Crusades were kind of a shit show, pardon self, but because the first real crusade was a lot of actually more farmers and peasants. And then when they were able to bring in their full army and they went into the when they went to the Byzantine or Constantinople, that's kind of when like the real battle started. But those farmers and those peasants, they were fighting guys like Raymond from Toulon and these great, well, I don't say great, but basically these, you know, these knights and these generals. And it's very interesting. But yeah, man, the Pope has always had a lot of power, right? Obviously. And you know, the thing from what history has revealed to me, as far as, you know, Pope Francis, I mean, it was said that, you know, he was kind of a rogue, but he was also causing a lot of confusion, striving to like have female cardinals and you know, blessing the, you know, Donald the whole transgender Trump-ish movements and all that stuff. And you know, so there's a lot of confusion going on, obviously. And
confusion, or is it like moving forward and breaking tradition? Which one is it? Like,
well, we know what it is. We know what it is.
What is it?
We know what it is, right? We know what it is. But it's like, you know, that's for other people to do the knowledge and just draw it up for themselves, right? You know what I'm saying? Draw it up for yourself, right? Don't take anything we're saying on face value. Just go and do your own research, you know?
Oh, but it is a fact a woman can't become a pope, right? That's factual.
Well, if you're following what they say.
If you're following what they say, yeah. Right? Why couldn't she?
Because they won't, like,
I know they won't allow
it. Yeah, it's one of the rules.
That's
right?
One of their rules, right? Yeah, right? There's a lot of things that they won't, you know what I mean, they say, but are doing the opposite.
She is not of God. As man is.
Right? Back to the apple, my brother.
She's not of God.
No,
you know, back to the apple.
The woman is not of God?
No.
Where is she of?
She is of man.
She's of man?
Yeah.
What? According to what?
The Bible.
According to the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, because she came out of the rib of Adam?
Supposedly, yeah.
Supposedly, which we know that's probably most likely a crock. Unless you can pull out a
you can't say probably most likely.
It's probably, well, listen, I mean, unless they're doing some type of scientific experiments where you can literally pull a shorty out of my rib right now, then I mean, shoot, you know. But
I think that God can do many things, and I would be pretty conceited to think that I know what God can do.
Well, that's if you believe in a mystery God.
I don't believe in a mystery God. There's a God, and I know God does things for me. I'm not saying anybody else. I believe in God. I know there's a God for me. You don't have to believe me, but I believe that.
Yeah.
So, let's not get hard body on the word belief now. But,
yeah. Well, okay, well, hey, hold on.
We've been here before, brother. We've been here before, bro.
I'm not going to play words with you. I'll say I believe in God, and I will tell you myself, I know there's a God, but I can't tell you.
I know there's a God. I'm talking to two of them right now. Well, I know there's a God. I know there's a God.
Okay, and we could go with that too, but I'm saying there's somebody with more energy than me.
Is there?
Yes, 100%, because there's no way I can control the things that happen in my life.
You said it's a somebody, which is...
There is a being. Something. Let me change the word.
No. You said it was a somebody.
I don't know what it is. I haven't... I can't tell you what...
So then how can we believe in something that you don't know and you can't tell about?
Because
that makes it a mystery.
No, it's not a mystery when things are happening in my life that I can see are happening in my life because there is a God. And maybe there's many gods, but something is helping me. And I know that. Not believe that. I know that. Know that. And, you know.
Strong faith.
My
strong faith.
It's not a faith, my brother. Every day I wake up and breathe air. I can say I'm
faith giving. Faith doesn't have to be a bad word.
Okay, true.
Faith doesn't have to be a bad word.
But I'm not saying.